60 years ago today, Lionel Crabb, a Navy frogman, vanished during a mission to spy on a Russian warship visiting Portsmouth. One of the most famous missing person stories of all time. One of the most famous British elements of the Cold War as well. Lionel Crabb, Buster Crabb's fate is still top secret. But an interesting new theory has surfaced. And our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake has the details. He's in our Gunwolf Keys studio. Morning, Dom.
Good morning, Steve.
And you've followed this story for years, but hard facts are hard to come by.
They are, and that's partly because the files have to stay secret for 100 years, but we have been able to turn up some information ourselves along the way, and so many other people who've looked into it. So we do have some of the picture. We know that this mission wasn't official. We know Crabb obviously failed to reappear. It all ended up in the papers, and at the time, the Prime Minister, Anthony Eden, who'd forbidden any spying on this occasion, was so angry that the head of MI6 ended up losing his job. But there's also this murky backstory. The Russians had double agents inside both MI5 and MI6, and the British actually found out in 1963 from a defector that the crew of this Soviet warship that Crabb had been sent out to spy on had actually been tipped off, so they knew he was coming.
And you teased us an hour ago, you said that there was a new twist in this tale.
Yes, that's right. There's obviously been years of speculation that Crabb himself may have been a double agent who perhaps boarded the Soviet warship to start a new life in Russia. But I've also been hearing more about Crabb's best friend, Maitland Pendock. Now, he was a shady character, really. Pendock claimed to be a furniture salesman, but it's now being suggested that perhaps Pendock, Crabb's best friend, was also a double agent who faked his own death before joining Commander Crabb in Moscow.
Right, and you've been talking to some of Pendock's family?
Yes, that's right. Pendock was married to a lady called Helen Andrew, and I met her Canadian grandson, Kit Andrew, at the Sallyport Hotel in Portsmouth, where Commander Crabb spent the night before his final dive. And we were taken to the very room that Crabb spent his final night in by the hotel new owner, a really nice guy called Mark Smith, and that's where Kit told me more about the mysterious Mr. Pendock.
This was room 20, and this is the room where we believe Buster Crabb spent his last night. This is the window as we look out the front here, where you have the Spinnaker Tower in the distance and HMS Warrior, but that actually leads onto South Railway Jetty, where the Russian warship was docked.
Kit, what does it feel like to be here?
It's an overwhelming experience to stand in this room after, I don't know, 35, 40 years of listening to my grandmother talk about Crabby and Maitland and this incredible story. Overwhelming feeling.
And this was certainly the last night that he spent in England. Whether or not it was his last night on Earth is debatable, of course, but a great piece of history.
Really incredible.
And Kit, he didn't have his sword stick with him, though, at the time. Just explain why.
No, he'd left his sword stick with my grandfather, Maitland Pendock, at the time when he made his last trip to Portsmouth. My theory is that Crabb defected to Russia and that my grandfather followed along just over a couple of years later due to pressures from the Secret Service about his involvement or knowledge of Crabb's whereabouts.
The official records would show that Maitland Pendock died in Ireland, but your family has a different story.
As a young man, I remember often listening to my elderly grandmother go on about the fact that Maitland was never in the box and start to open up in her later life about what had actually happened to him in August of 1958. Very interesting story.
And in a nutshell, they went on this mysterious camping trip to Ireland. The whole family went to a hospital where they said goodbye. The family were told to go and keep busy for a couple of hours. And when they came back, they were told that Maitland had passed away and that no one was ever to discuss it again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Very strange circumstances. And my grandmother at the time, very cool, getting the news that her husband, who she adored, had left them. But she was very cool and calculated about it and hurried off back to put an empty box in the ground.
Kit Andrew talking to Dominic Blake at the Sallyport Hotel in Portsmouth, where Buster Crabb spent the night before his final dive. 60 years ago today, that dive happened. If you want to know more about that case, there's a new book by Mike and Jackie Wellham in association with Kit Andrew and Christopher Andrew as well. It's called Crabb and the Grey Rabbit. Fascinating story. Dominic Blake before that, our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter.